The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
It's that time of the week when we air a segment we call Ask Metaxas. I, of course, am Metaxas.
That's you.
That's my last name. I go by that. And Ask Metaxas means that people write in with questions.
Yep.
And Albin, you ask the questions and you ask Metaxas. And I, as Metaxas, try to answer the questions. So let's see what we got.
Yeah. Okay, now this is about the talk show that we just aired. I mean, not aired, but taped. I know you just filmed 4 pilot episodes of your new talk show. How did that go?
Well, we've talked about it a lot on the program, but if you haven't heard me describe it, I will simply say it was spectacular. It was an answer to prayer. Mm-hmm. I still can't get over the scope of what it was. I mean, we had a huge studio audience here in the TBN Theater. We had a huge staff, writers, bookers, mm-hmm. Stage managers. I mean, a level of production that obviously doing a little show like this right now, we don't. And it was amazing. The guests, I still cannot get over how many different kinds of guests we had and how absolutely gracious and generous the guests were, because most of them, I would assume, they don't know me. They're just coming to be on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And the guests were just extraordinarily gracious and entertaining and funny. And it was amazing. I mean, I really don't know. I should say this. We know that all this stuff is going to air, but we don't know exactly when.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your prayers if you pray. And if you don't pray, we don't appreciate your prayers. But if you do pray, we appreciate your prayers, because we want this to reach the widest audience possible.
Yes.
So what outlet will bid to have this show, the talk show with Eric Metaxas? I mean, we don't know. But we'll be leaking this stuff out. If you're signed up for the newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, if you sign up for the newsletter, we'll be sending photos and videos and all
this kind of
stuff.
And the only way you can get those is at, signing up for the newsletter.
Well, that's the only way, folks. So go to ericmetaxas.com, please.
This next question kind of dovetails. Who was your favorite guest for the pilot episodes?
And why?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to pick a guest, probably it would be Danny Bonaducci, but that doesn't do justice, because all of the guests in their different ways were spectacular. But Danny Bonaducci is somebody that it's kind of like, I mean, we all have this experience. You're watching something as a kid and it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was this kind of puckish little wiseacre on the show. And you feel like you know them like a person, but then your whole life you never meet them or anything like that. So meeting him really touched my heart. And also he was like all of the wonderful guests, he was genuinely generous in the way he treated me and the whole thing. They were all grateful and kind, and I just have to say, I mean, George Hamilton was the last guest, and these are people that I've seen my whole life. Some of them,
I think George was my favorite. George Hamilton.
Well,
he's delightful.
There's only one George Hamilton.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're talking to somebody who dated Elizabeth Taylor for 2 years, and he was like, he's from another world, and he's sharing these stories. So, but there's every one of them, this is absolutely true, every one of them was wonderful in a different way.
Yeah.
But they were all just delightful.
Next question. What did you feel like you learned in the past week shooting the pilot? And be serious is what they followed up with. Yeah.
Well, that's actually easy. What I learned is that I could do this. I always knew that I could, but until you actually do it, there's a part of you that doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because to deliver, I mean, the monologue, you know, these are monologue jokes. Like my whole life, I've watched Carson and Letterman and Leno and on. People delivering monologue jokes. To be able to do that, to be able to interview guests in that kind of a setting, it's something that I think, if I have to be honest with myself, I believe, you know, God created me to do this. But until you actually do it, there's a part of you that wonders, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, the live studio audience really sparked you. Your ad libs and all that were just dynamite. It was a lot of fun just laughing along with you and some of the things you came up with.
I heard you laugh a couple of times. I'm not kidding.
Well, there was more than a couple.
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah. And my mic was on, but I'm not kidding when I say that touches me because it's like when I hear Suzanne laugh. You know, you want to know that there are people.
I was laughing along with the audience because the audience was they were so into it. Anyway, people are going to be excited. I'm going to move on with the questions here because we're really running out of time here.
Okay.
I know that Elbin has been your sidekick for years, but if you guys were to switch, what do you think that Elbin would do well as a host and what would you do well as the sidekick?
There are certain things, certain questions you have absolutely no answer. I have no clue. I mean, it is so, it's such the whole thing of doing a show like that. There's something about it I can't even imagine. You know, first of all, when people say sidekick, what is a sidekick?
Exactly.
You do what you do.
Yeah.
And they say you're a sidekick. But I mean, when you think of Ed McMahon, Ed McMahon actually didn't do anything. He was people say, you're the Ed McMahon. Yeah. But Ed McMahon actually did very, very little. Yeah. You do more because there's comic bits that Ed would not do and stuff like that. So I honestly, I have no answer to that.
There's a moment with George Hamilton where he said he wanted to be your sidekick, and he and I got into a little tete-a-tete.
Oh, yeah, he threatened your whole life. George Hamilton, can you imagine this guy at age 83? He's a Hollywood icon, and he felt the need to say, you better watch it, Elbin, because I'm gonna have your job.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna have your job. So, but Elbin, if something ever happens to you, it's kind of like the first runner up. If Miss America, you know, stumbles and loses her crown, runner up comes right in.
That's
there.
Right.
So if anything happens to you, George Hamilton will just sweep in as the first runner up. He'll be able to be the sidekick. It's good to have that insurance.
Yes, I feel better about that. Okay, what is the most annoying word in the English language, Eric? Most annoying.
All right, there are many words that I find profoundly annoying, but the one that pops into my mind right now is the word gloaming.
Mm.
There's certain words that it's almost like if you're a poet or a writer who isn't that good, you kind of lean on these kind of crutch words that sound like poetic and wonderful. And gloaming to me is like at the top of that list. If you have to use the word gloaming, strike three.
Okay. Have you heard of Wordle? Please have a segment on the air where you play Wordle. Need to know if your English skills are up to snuff.
I've only heard of it. I think because it's affiliated with the New York Times, I may refuse to play it because they're communists now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to give them any credit. But I love Scrabble. I love word games.
Yeah.
And I love Scrabble. So we can talk about that another time. I'll have to look into this.
Okay.
But I'm a Scrabble guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's the next question. What's your plan for the rest of August?
My plan for the rest of August is rest.
Hmm.
Well, we're going to be doing this show. You know, you're traveling.
Yeah, I'm going to Europe.
You and the wife are going to Europe. You're taking off.
With my twin brother and his wife. Yeah.
And the twin brother and the twin wife.
The four of us, yeah.
And so I'm going to be all alone here doing the show. I'm going to be traveling to Houston. I'm speaking in Houston. Now, if you're in Houston or know anybody in Houston, on the weekend of, not this weekend, but the following weekend, I'm traveling to Houston. I'm speaking in Houston, go to ericmetaxas.com, and you'll see on the website, it'll give you details. I'm pretty sure it's Second Baptist Church, but I'm so tired right now, I'm not 1,000% correct. But I'm going to be in Houston, and then I hope that Suzanne and I can get away to the beach a little bit, because I'm tired.
Yeah.
I need to rest. I'm not going to Europe. Hey, before we forget, if you haven't, I'm begging you, Food for the Poor needs your help. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give what you can. We really need your help. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Thank you.
Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
I like knowing exactly where my meat comes from. And with Moink, that place is from small family farms all across the country. You can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat on earth when you join the Moink movement today. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should. The Moink difference is a difference you can taste, and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent, too. Moink is helping save rural America. I love it, and you will, too. Join the Moink movement today. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Eric right now. And listeners of this show get free filet mignon in every order for a year. That's 1 year, the best filet mignon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time, spelled moinkbox.com/Eric. That's moinkbox.com/Eric. moinkbox.com/Eric.
Hey there, folks. I like to bring you encouraging good news. Often I fail, but not now. Right now, I am just so excited and thrilled to have one of the two co-founders of Give, Send, Go on the program. Heather Wilson, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
I want to explain to my audience, because most of my audience probably doesn't know about this. Give, Send, Go. I am on the platform Give, Send, Go. And the fact that you guys exist, when I met your brother Jacob in D.C., and we had already gotten on the platform, and I'm just astonished when someone steps up and does the right thing and creates a platform to stand against the woke, Marxist, anti-American, insane mob that is out there. So I'm just so glad that you, Heather and Jacob, created Give, Send, Go. But for my audience that knows nothing about this, tell us the story. Tell us the story of that other platform and why you started Give, Send, Go.
You know, when we started Give, Send, Go, we actually did not know where we would be finding ourselves in the battle today. We started about 8 years ago. Some siblings, I'm from a large family, so Jacob and I are 2 of 12 children. Big family, 6 boys, 6 girls, same mom and dad, not Catholic.
That's like a TV show. I was going to say, same mom and dad, not Catholic. That was the question. You're obviously Catholics or Mormons or something. No.
No.
But listen, anytime I hear about big families like that, that's a separate issue. But I just rejoice. There's just something so beautiful about that. We're not here to talk about that. But I just want to frame this. So as you explain this, what is the other platform that everybody's familiar with that has gotten pretty woke?
We don't even like to name them, but we'll be GoFundMe.
Okay. So people need to know that this kind of crowdfunding thing, GoFundMe, a few years ago got popular, and you'd put something up on there on GoFundMe, and people could raise money. And pretty quickly we discovered that GoFundMe was woke. Like a lot of these corporations, they either have no values or they have values that are antithetical to the values of most Americans that I know. And so they begin canceling people. They begin taking sides rather than being a neutral platform to raise money. They begin. It's kind of like if FedEx said, we're not going to send your package because we don't like you. And you think, wait a second, it's just your job to send packages. Like you're not supposed to. So when GoFundMe started going woke and started canceling people that I think of as heroes, I said, this is a nightmare. This is a terrible thing. Then GiveSendGo steps up to the plate and you are doing an amazing job. So, but talk about how this happened. I mean, how did you create GiveSendGo? What made you think about this?
So we had seen GoFundMe becoming a thing, and it was actually a really cool thing to watch people to be able to come together, give money and see causes and people helped. And we thought as a Christian family, wow, what if we were to, that's what the church should be doing first off, is helping people. And if we all work together, we know we can make a bigger impact. What if we were to create a platform that does the same thing as GoFundMe, which is allow people to come together, give money to solve a need. But as Christians, we understand that money doesn't solve all those needs. It's definitely helpful. It meets the material needs. But we know that there's a hope that's bigger, that when people are raising funds, a lot of times it's for a hopeless situation and they're feeling alone and devastated, maybe a cancer diagnosis or a lost child who died in a car accident, some pretty heavy things. And we thought, what if we had a platform that we shared hope with people as they fundraised and met both of those needs that people have today. And so GiveSendGo was born just as an alternative. I can tell you now we call ourselves the replacement because like what you said, when a company decides to segregate half their audience because, and we call it woke, I even call it judgmental. They want to cast judgment on anybody that they disagree with. When a company does that, they're bound to fail. And so we're not just going to be the alternative or the parallel. We are going to be the replacement.
Well, look, when we're talking about the free market, we know the free market has limits. If somebody says, okay, we're going to do slave trading or something, you say, no, we can't deal with that. But the point is that in America, the idea that major corporations that in many cases effectively act as monopolies, whether you're talking about Amazon or YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, I mean, that they have made a decision not to abide by American values, but to abide by these kind of Chinese communist Marxist values, it's a chilling thing. So first of all, everybody needs to understand that. And when you have an option, you need to go with that option. So when you guys created GiveSendGo, I was thrilled. And I think I said it, I am on GiveSendGo because we have good reasons to be on there and difficult reasons to be on there. I am being sued. We have legal bills. YouTube canceled us. And so we need help. And I thought if I get on GoFundMe, they're probably not even going to – they're going to cancel me once, you know, they figure out where I'm coming from. So the idea that GiveSendGo is there and that people have been able to give to what we're doing at Metaxas Media and to help and we need the help, otherwise I wouldn't be on there. But I just have to say, this is such good news that you guys have stepped up, because it's one thing to think about this, but to actually do it. So you and your brother Jacob Wells, you said he's in Boston, you're in D.C., but you created this thing, and you're helping all kinds of people. Tell us some of the success stories and some of the people that you guys have been helping, names that we would know.
Sure. And so actually, so we had been walking year over year growing as this alternative to GoFundMe. And then we, you know, just as a great Christian platform, if you will. And we woke up one morning in August 2 years ago and had a ton of hate mail, which had not been the case up until then. And we thought, what's going on the site? And we pull up and very quickly we find a young man named Kyle Rittenhouse has come to our platform because he has been canceled off every other social media platform. They took away his voice and said, you don't deserve, we're going to judge you by the little clips we see on Facebook or the mob mentality. We're going to say you're guilty. We're not going to give you the right that's afforded to you in the United States. And so Facebook, GoFundMe, PayPal, everybody had canceled them, him, and he came to Gifts and Go as his last resort. And he found a place where he was able to raise over $600,000 for his legal defense fund. And more than that, he told us that we have a pray now button on our campaigns where people can send messages of hope and encouragement. And he said there were times where he felt so alone, and just to go in and be able to read those encouraging messages was as valuable as the money at points of that struggle. And so Kyle started us off being thrust into this national spotlight for just allowing someone to raise money for legal defense, which is absurd that that would be what caused so much angst in people, that we were allowing someone to raise money for a legal defense in the United States, where he's supposed to be innocent until he was proven guilty. Well, and then we all saw what happened.
That's the whole thing, is that we have people out there, and by the grace of God, this will change. But we're living in a time when people feel it's like the Salem witch trials. I mean, these kinds of things have happened all through history. It's a mob mentality. It's satanic. It's very dark. And it takes people over, and they begin to be judge, jury, executioner. They no longer care about fairness. They no longer care about evidence. They no longer care about the basic standards of American civil society. Innocent until proven guilty. Let the man, let the woman have her say. We don't do that. And so that's why we, Metaxas Media, and I myself personally, turned to you at Give, Send, Go, because I thought, we're living in crazy times. I can't even have the Eric Metaxas show on YouTube. Why? Because I dared to have on a guest to talk about the election, or to have a guest on to talk about the vaccine mandates. And you think, this is called living in a free society. We're supposed to be able to talk about these things. And I just want to say that we are going through tough times, but the good news, and this is kind of, you know, when people say this is the invisible hand of the market. Folks like you and your brother pop up and you create these things, and people are just rushing because they say, we didn't know this existed. We are just thanking God that there's a place we can go where we don't have to worry about getting canceled because somebody cocks their eyebrow and says, well, we don't like you. You're too this or you're too that. So Give, Send, Go is the platform. And I read all the encouraging messages. I want to tell you, Heather, I read them. I get choked up sometimes that there are people out there, they're tracking with me, they're following what's going on, and they want to encourage me, or they want to thank me or something like that. And it's just a thrilling thing that you guys exist. Actually, it's givesendgo.com/Eric for me. I don't even think you have to put it in Metaxas. It's just Eric. But there's so many other folks that are there. When we come back, we're talking more to the co-founder with her brother, Jacob, Heather Wilson of Give, Send, Go, givesendgo.com. This is good news, and we wanted to share it with you folks. Stick around. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start
discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Welcome back. I'm talking to the co-founder with her brother Jacob of Give, Send, Go, a non-woke alternative, which is to say an actual alternative to GoFundMe, which I just have to say, Heather, it's heartbreaking that these things that come out there like GoFundMe, that they go south, they take these ideological points of view. The biggest story in recent months was what GoFundMe did. This is so despicable. It's just amazing with the money that people gave to the Canadian truckers to show their solidarity with the Canadian truckers. Give, Send, Go. I mean, I can't even believe they had the ability to do this. But this is why you guys go. You know, at Give, Send, Go. Why you need to exist because of what GoFundMe did with the truckers. Talk about that.
It was crazy. It actually spurred us to be way more people using Give, Send, Go now because of what GoFundMe. They showed their colors in such a way. It was unbelievable. So people had gone, Canadian truckers started a campaign on GoFundMe. They raised $7-8 million Canadian dollars. And then what happened is that they... GoFundMe decides they're going to freeze the funds because they're not sure if it's legal or it just goes against what GoFundMe stands for. And so instead of just saying we're going to refund these funds, first they try this whole thing. And I would love to be in the boardroom seeing these people decide on this, where they go, let's just tell people we'll designate the funds instead to charities of our choosing, which is just absolutely insane.
That's theft.
It is theft.
It's called stealing. You give your money to one thing, and then the people who take the money, it's like the bank saying, you know, all that money that you've saved over the years in the bank, we've decided, since we have the money, we're going to spend it on things that we like, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, that is utterly beyond belief. This is called theft. GoFundMe has done. I mean, I don't know how else to process that. Where did they get the idea they had the right to do that with money? That's not their money.
It's this mentality that they feel like they should be able to control things. And we're watching it happen just recently with the bodega clerk, right? Here's a bodega clerk in New York who gets attacked and he uses self-defense and ends up killing the guy attacking him. And he's taken off GoFundMe because GoFundMe says, oh, we don't allow violent criminals, the defense of violent criminals. I'm like, he was not the violent criminal. He was defending himself against the violent criminal. And they wouldn't let him raise money for his legal defense, even though it was obvious self-defense. We're seeing it happen again and again. It doesn't make sense. And that's why there are alternatives popping up. That's why people are stepping on and saying, we need to make platforms that stand for freedom. At Give, Send, Go, when Kyle got found not guilty, people said, we're so glad Give, Send, Go had stood with Kyle. And we said, we didn't stand with Kyle. We didn't know if he was innocent or guilty. That is not the fact. The fact is that we will allow people, even that we disagree with, because we live in America and everybody deserves a voice.
I mean, again, I have to say, I was so glad to realize that Give, Send, Go was a place where I could go, because, you know, we have real needs and we want to connect with our audience and say, if it's possible for you to help, we'd be super grateful. But I know that if it weren't for Give, Send, Go, I wouldn't be able to do that. And again, this is the good news of the free market, is that we see things popping up here and there, not enough. But in this space, I mean, I am just thrilled that Give, Send, Go has popped up, and that people don't ever need to go to GoFundMe. You can forget about it. And I have to say, it's one thing if somebody makes a mistake once, but they have doubled down. I mean, the thing with the bodega clerk recently, you kind of think,
what world are they living in that they feel that they need to be the arbiter of these kinds of things? It would be like a bank saying, well, we're not going to take your money because we don't like you, or you think you're just a bank. You just have a job to do. What are you talking about? But it's gotten to be like that, which is why I want to encourage people to check out GiveSendGo, GiveSendGo.com, because you guys have – you've done it, and you've done it big. And, I mean, you've raised a lot of money for a lot of great causes. And I just want to say on behalf of my team and behalf of Americans who love America everywhere, thank you, because we really do need this.
Well, we are glad to be filling this space, watching the segregation happen on these other platforms where they segregate half of society. We say, no, we're not going to stand for it. We're happy to be here. We're happy to be a platform that stands for hope and for freedom.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things play out with these other monopolies, these other gigantic platforms, whether it's Twitter or Amazon or YouTube, because it has a chilling effect on freedom. And folks, if that doesn't mean anything to you, that's where we are, because so many of us, we don't even understand what is happening. But when folks like you, Heather, and your brother Jacob stand up and create something like Give, Send, Go, you're just making it possible for us to plot a way out of the woods here, that we're gonna get out of this, but we need to link arms and work together. So I want to say to anybody, by the way, who's gone to GiveSendGo.com/Eric and donated to what we're doing, I just want to say thank you to those people. And I read every one of those messages on there. And I just want to say again, that is a big part of what's so beautiful, that people are able to, you know, if they just give a little bit, and but then they say something sweet about why they're doing it, I thought that's just worth more than I can possibly say. I want to, I think we're out of time, Heather. GiveSendGo.com is the platform. God bless you and Jacob, and may the Lord continue to use you. You're doing his work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Hey there, folks. Welcome to a little segment I like to call Conversations with the Talbots, because it's when I have conversations with my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, who are the Talbot Group.
Yes.
You're the business experts. Every week I'm asking you like a big business question. So this week, I think this is number 9 in our series that we've been doing. Here's the question. You ready? What do I do if I'm not making enough profit? Is my business model broken? Yeah, how would you even know if you're making enough profit?
We've actually talked about this in little bits and pieces throughout this whole series, because I told the story of my first restaurant, 12 Baskets Restaurant, back in the 70s. I didn't know how to price a sandwich or a salad or what have you, and I threw away tens of thousands of dollars during those years because I was afraid to raise a price. I didn't even know how to determine pricing. It's just, I had a dream to open a restaurant, and I opened a restaurant, and so many businesses start that way.
Well, and it worked, too, to be fair.
Well,
it worked. It just could have worked better. And so I think part of the question is your model broken? probably because almost all business models need to be reevaluated, deconstructed, and rebuilt. And it's not just because business challenges come. There's so much disruption, you know, with the business landscape. But one of the things that technology has done is that it has increased the speed at which you need to revisit your business model because the chances of disruption are so high because someone can come in faster and cheaper. You know, when we built Relief Factor, we built a custom platform to build our website to track, you know, sales and marketing, the whole bit. Well, in that, you know, fast forward 8.5, 9 years, you can buy off the shelf 90% of the functionality that we would have needed to start. Now, with that platform, Lynn has built this incredible system that's beyond that. But the point is that the chances, the tools that are available allow for a level of disruption that you have to keep in mind. And I think when we're saying, okay, am I not making enough profit? There are always ways to reconsider, reevaluate, you know, what you're doing for your business strategy. Are you finding your customer the most efficiently? Have you looked at new channels that you haven't considered? Most people think of us as the marketing guys because we've done a lot of marketing. But the truth is that sometimes your marketing is fine and you're not going to be able to get any more leads. You need to work on conversions.
Let me put it this way. A lot of people thought Relief Factor was a supplement company. It was a tech company.
Yeah.
It was a tech.
Well, now you lost me. What do you mean?
Well, we had to build systems that analyzed data at a level that a supplement company normally just wouldn't have done. And you think, okay, you're just selling a simple product. What Lynn has actually said about Relief Factor or about any company is that every company in 2022 needs to be a tech company. And what he means by that isn't that your core service is technology, is that it is enabled by a level of technology adoption. And one of the big challenges we run into when we come alongside these medium to small size companies is they're run by boomers who are not comfortable with technology. Thus, they're not adopting disruptive technologies into their business practices because they're just not comfortable with it and they can't find the right people that do it. When you've got a small company, let's just say you're doing $10 million a year and you've got a staff of 15. You probably can't afford to bring on the best artificial intelligence data scientists to build, to look at what's going on with your customer service tickets so they can self-service. You probably don't have that expertise. You also probably aren't looking at retention data and retention charts so that you know different cohorts inside your customer base. One of the companies that we just partnered with, they brought us on to take them to TV. So they specifically saw us on TV and went to the Telpa Group website, put in a form, and literally said, can you help us? Well, they didn't have a marketing problem. What they had is a business model problem. And so part of what we did is we came alongside to figure out what they were selling. They needed to charge about 2.5 times more to make it a business that they would ever have been able to afford TV. What they didn't realize was that the margin that was paying their bills and was interesting, and it was a decent business, they would have been considered wealthy, was their pricing was going to make TV impossible. Because what they didn't think was that their cost of acquisition was going to double to triple to go on TV, which, by the way, it often does, at least for the first season. So they didn't know how to budget. They didn't understand that the margin that they were going to charge wasn't going to work. So what we ended up doing is saying we need to create a new brand to deliver a better version of your previous product so that you can charge the right margin and take it to scale, because that's the only vehicle. If you want to be on TV and you really want to grow this thing and try to hit 100 million, the only way you're going to do it is with 3 times the margin you're making currently off of your business that you currently had. So was their model broken? No. But it was also never going to get them where they wanted to go. So that's, I guess, maybe my cheeky response is the answer to almost everybody is yes, if you wanted to try to make something work. And without having that experience, you've heard me say I've got 5 kids, anything after 3, if there's any surprises after 3, you weren't paying attention. Well, they didn't know what their model needed to look like to be able to hit 100 million. They had no idea that certain things would happen. They needed to have more cash available. I said, well, how much debt do you have available to fund growth? And they had about 1/10 of what would be needed to do what they thought that they wanted to be able to do. So some of it just comes with we've had experience growing companies from zero to those larger figures. And again, there's different team sizes that work. There's different technologies you need to adopt and different financial instruments you need to have available. Because if you don't have, for instance, a rotating line of credit that is proportional to your to your revenue and your cost of goods sold, you're going to be able to scale this thing. Because when you want to scale up and hit TV and you want to hit 3-4 times sales, you need to have more than enough product lined up. And most people just don't even think about it.
And again, those are the types of questions. What's appropriate margin? That's a big, you know, I'm not making enough money, I'm working so hard. Having someone come in without all your personal biases and all your preconceived ideas, your opinion doesn't matter. The first step to solving a problem is defining the problem. We help do that with our diagnostic systems and our planning.
Well, you have to find somebody you can trust, which is why I'm talking to you guys, because obviously I trust you guys.
Thank you.
Well, it's kind of the key to this whole thing, because you can talk a lot of people like, well, fine, but I don't know if I know. All right, so if people want to find you, they go to 1-866-TALBOT.
That's right, 866-TALBOT, or check us out online, talbotgroup.com.
Talbot.
There's a video on there and some other basics of how we do business.
Talbotgroup.com. Thank you. The Socrates Fall Series. If you're signed up for the Socrates emails, or if you just signed up for my email list, ericmetaxas.com, you will have heard that today, registration is opening for our first event in our what we're calling our Fall Series. Now, let me tell you, the early bird registration, the prices are very low. It's at cost for us. If you've attended these events, when you get there, you realize, wow, this is really special. This is a glorious club. The Union League Club is just a heavenly experience. And so I want to encourage you. Andrew Klavan is September 27th. I know I've mentioned that a bunch of times. But we also have an event in Houston, October 12th or 13th, I forget, with James Tour, who is prominently featured in my book, Is Atheism Dead? The question is, how did life begin? Kind of a big question. We ask the big questions at Socrates in the City. That's Houston. Then November 1st, we have David Berlinski, who answers the question, what is human nature? That's back here in New York, again, November 1st. We may do an event in Denver. And we'll probably do another New York event in December. Those aren't confirmed yet, but the three confirmed events, registration opens up for the first one, as I said, today. I want to remind you that we're doing a fundraiser with Food for the Poor, and this is kind of, how do I say it? The Salem Radio, you know all the Salem Radio hosts were competitive with each other. So we've got Sebastian Gorka, we've got Hugh Hewitt, we've got Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk, and Mike Gallagher, and a number of others. But we're kind of competitive because Food for the Poor comes to us and says, we want you to reach out to your audiences on behalf of these people who are suffering. And so every day we kind of get an update of, you know, how the different shows are doing. And I think, I'm pretty sure my audience is a little smaller than Mike Gallagher's and Hugh Hewitt's and whatever. You know, they are, those are giant shows, Dennis Prager. But I still feel competitive with them. Now, we kind of make a fun game of something that's deadly serious. People are suffering. People can't feed their kids. That's why Food for the Poor steps up. That's why they come to us and say, Eric, please reach out to your listeners. We need your help. So all gifts are tax deductible. The easiest way to do it is go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. That's our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. I'm Metaxas. I talk. My guests talk. MetaxasTalk.com. If you go there, you'll see the banner that says Help Ukraine. Now, earlier this week, my Salem colleague and friend Mike Gallagher raised, I can't believe this, over $32,000 in donations by asking people listening to his program who could afford it to make a gift of $100, knowing each $100 gift will pay for 400 meals for kids and families who are refugees in Ukraine. $100 will pay for 400 meals. That's how efficient Food for the Poor is. So I realize not everybody can afford $100, but if you can, I need your help. I would like to challenge Mike Gallagher's astonishing accomplishment. You have to go to metaxastalk.com. You will see the banner. I will also give you the phone number if in case you prefer it, but anybody can give $100. I'm just telling you, let's do it today, please. 844-863-HOPE. 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 Or make it easy on yourself. Go to metaxastalk.com. Anything you can give. But if you can give $100, today is the day. Please help. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.